Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday evening here on Glorious Gospel Vibes, Blog Talk Radio. You got Glow B. Pope in the house. What's going on? We got Minister D. We call him Minister D. Big Daddy, what's up?
What's up, everybody? What's up, God's people, church people, believers, non-believers, Christians, non-Christians? What's happening?
Yeah, we hollering out to them all. We need them all. We're going to draw them in. We're going to draw them in. Minister Lois Candy,
yes.
Vernon is in the house.
Good evening,
what's
everybody.
Going on?
Good evening, good evening.
Candy.
Minister Derek.
Candy.
Oh.
We're here to talk a little bit more about what we talked about last week, God in the Music Part 2. Oh, it was good last week, y'all. I hope y'all tuned in. And all of our listeners had a good Sunday, because just lay back, chill out. We're going to bring it to you. Don't get mad. Just get glad. But we're going to holler with you. We're going to come in with a song called Glory and Honor by Teresa. And y'all check it out. And then after we come back, we're going to hit it hard. And Minister D got a little something for y'all. Hang on.
Strap on your seatbelt.
Put your hands together and give the Lord the highest praise, for he's worthy of all the glory.
Yeah.
right, y'all. Well, let me tell y'all something. All of y'all sports fans out there, I know y'all sitting around the television right now with your mouth full, your gut butt stick, waiting on this game. Mr. D, he one of them. I'm going to tell you what's going on. And with the Super Bowl, that's getting ready to break. Who you going with, Mr. D?
I think the Denver Broncos going to go ahead and take it. I think the game already started. Matter of fact, I think they kicked off about 3 or 4 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think the Denver Broncos.
I think mostly everybody I talk to, which I'm not really all of that much of a sports fan, but they going with Denver.
Yes. Look, they seem real strong and mighty at this time. Strong and mighty.
So, all of you Denver fans, what they call fans, fanatics, I guess that's where they get the word fans from. Anyway, today we want to talk a little bit about, I'm just going to go right on into it. Minister, do you got something you want to say before we get into our subject for today?
Well, you know, every week I kind of put out, you know, some crazy news articles and stuff that I come across during the course of the week, you know, just let you know how funny things are in this world. But my story for the day, well, I will start off with the moral of this story is hold yourself accountable sometime. And my stupid rant for the day is all the people who saw the news on Monday night in Atlanta, Georgia, when the meteorologist said, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the people that still went out on Tuesday, got stuck on the Interstate Expressway, and blamed
Hallelujah.
The mayor. And blamed the mayor.
Blamed everybody. Everybody but themselves.
Blame the mayor. Mm-hmm. Oh, they didn't put that
the only one.
They didn't put that down on the road.
Mm.
You know, weren't no trucks out there. They didn't treat the streets. They didn't do all this. Everything yourself, stay your raggedy tail at home.
Pray for them, y'all.
Now, you know, in everything, you know, there's always a message in everything. I mean, you know, seriously, you know, sometimes God have to disrupt some things to get your attention. You know what I'm saying? So if he had to make you sit in your car for 17 hours because you used to ripping and running and going to and fro and all these other things, sometimes he got to make you stand sit still a while and be a little uncomfortable and be inconvenienced to get his attention. So, you know. I will say this. I don't live in the city of Atlanta, but Mayor Kasim Reed gained a lot of points with me when I saw his CNN interview. He really did. That man came at him at all kind of angles. He said, well, isn't this your fault? Should you not have prepared this? Now, knowing Kasim Reed is from Southwest Atlanta, you know, he kind of got a little edge on him, you know, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of started the show. He said, hold on. No, hold on. Hold up. No. No, you talk. Let me talk. No. In my city, within 24 hours, my streets were clear and my people were at home. The roads has nothing to do with me. I said, uh-oh.
Okay, baby.
He's starting to get I said, uh-oh. I thought he was getting ready to, you know, unzip his coat and say, you know, you're threatening me. So, but I see this. Next time, hold yourself accountable. Go ahead, Globy.
This is not Globy. Let me tell you, this is Sister Van.
Oh, God.
Epicone. I'm so glad to be on the radio today.
We're glad
because I like to confront some people, Minister D, in regards to what went on this week past. Yes, I'm trying to talk a little more proper now, but I want to tell you all that now that I'm about to get my E, I just want to let y'all know I was one of the ones that was out on Monday. Now, I was out because I had to go to a store. Some of us don't have cars. Some of us can't get to and from like we want to. But I had to go to the store, and I hate to tell y'all on national radio why. Because it was a little personal problem with myself. Now, I fooled around walking to the stove and slipped down on some ice where it should have been some salt. Now, I was told that the salt had already been laid on the streets, but I didn't see no salt. So now, Minister D, you and your little episode of what you think should have happened. I think that the salt should have been on the road because I'm sitting up here right now wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in some gauze when I didn't have to be if the salt had been on the ground. Now, I need to talk to somebody, and I'm going to go talk to somebody in regards to getting me a new pair of shoes because I tore those up, and I need a new pair. So now, if you want to contribute and sow a seed, Minister D, I appreciate your services. And that's all I got to say today. I'm trying to stay calm because I'm trying to get my E. Y'all not going to make me mess up and not get my E today. Praise the Lord. I'm glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Peppercorn, I hope you're all right. What my word to the wife would be, next time, buy you some boots. You can't come outside and flip flops.
Calm down. We're going to get on back. I'm going to get on. Praise God. Okay. That was Sister Evangelist. Evangelist Peppercorn. You can say that. Okay. She said to say Evangelist because she getting her E this week. Okay. She's having a problem. She is wrapped up, and she has some gauze around her ankle, and she's walking out, got a little dog with her, and she got a petition. She's going around trying to get everybody to sign the petition. They didn't have no salt in front of their door.
Yeah, she got some boots.
All I could do. She got what?
Does she have some boots?
She has
some boots.
She had one pair of shoes. And if y'all want to chip in and sow a seed, y'all can get a new pair of shoes. She didn't say what kind.
Back in the day, we used to wear what you call some brogans. You know, the big boots.
You trying to start something? See, you better hold. I don't. Hey, she gone now. I don't want her coming back up here right now. We gonna play Vicky Wilde to shake yourself loose. Cause somebody need to shake themselves loose and realize what you say, Mr. D.
Get us a program.
Be accountable sometime. Be accountable.
Hey, yo. It's Mario Gillo, man, whining. Hey, Mom, you ready? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. First, we hit y'all with the We Shall Behold Him. And then we hit y'all with the Don't Throw Your Life Away. Then we came with the Hit Work It Out. And now.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you can leave Tuesday, just like in the Bible days. When men begin to pray, those girls will start to shake, those chains will start to break down.
Talking a little bit about God and the music, part two from earlier in the week, last week, when we were discussing experiencing God in the music or God in our music. And we were talking in regards to a lot of Christian writers or songwriters. Even, you don't even have to be Christian. It could be R&B. But sometime when you're creating, you need to be positive in the words that you say in your song, because some those words can come back again later on and uplift you and other people. Because now, if you write a lot of things that are not positive, like words that are not positive in your song, they tend to draw the wrong element, the wrong kind of people, because you weren't thinking with the anointing. You were thinking with some foolishness, if you ask me. But I would say, I would ask that you think more of what you're writing in your songs. We get a lot of people in our studios here come in, and the first thing I want to know, you know, a lot of people don't care because they're trying to make the money, but I want to know what kind of songs you're trying to put out. Are they positive songs or are they negative songs? Are they talking about killing, shooting, and stabbing somebody? Or are they talking about uplifting somebody, encouraging somebody, loving somebody? I mean, which would you prefer? Minister D, can you make any comment on that?
Well, you know, it depends on what you want to call positive. See, to me, positive is making a song about good chicken wings.
Oh.
The Cajun mix.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
But
okay.
Aside from that, I mean, I do believe sometimes we forget and we have to really be mindful of the fact that whatever we sing and whatever we say, that we're reaching people. And
yeah,
you never
right.
know what kind of effect you're going to have, like you said, both positive or negative. So, you know, you got, you know, people riding down the road that's going through a real rough time, and sometimes that right song come over the airwaves and, you know, it turn your situation around just like that. So, yeah, you have to, God has to be not just in the music, but it first of all has to be in you. Say, I'm not going to preach this today.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is in you first. So if it's in you, then it's going to flow through to the pen when you put it to the pad. And people can hear the God in the music.
That's
you know,
right.
God ain't,
if there's any God in there.
Yeah, some God ain't in all the music. And I'll go as far as say God is not in all of the gospel music. But we'll say that for another. You know, you have to understand that there are lives at stake whenever you open your mouth. I understand that someone is affected by whatever you sing or whatever you say. And I said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So keep that in mind.
Okay. All right, Minister D. Blow it up. Minister Vernon, you got anything you want to add to that?
Well, he really said it. I love the words that he said. Whatever's in you is usually what you're going to put the pen on the pad. And that's why a lot of people write songs that they feel, and when they can feel it to whomever they're writing the music for. But I like to say that so many of the people that are writing these songs, advertising killing and shooting and raping, calling people horrible names, many have called it, they're using all under the form of freedom of speech, so they say. But God is a God of love. Mm-hmm. The music causes us to have emotions, whether good, bad, or indifferent. And it can upheave the human soul, or it can calm the savage beast. So much of the hip-hop, to me, is aggressive and negative. Not all of it, but most of it is aggressive and negative. And against our very own people, the gangs, they are so prevalent, while they listen to the gangster music so they can become more gangster emotionally. And so they have to live it, they have to breathe it, walk it, talk it, listen to it daily to keep in tune with being a gangster. So it's just we are responsible for what we put on that pad and put out there for the people to listen to. God is a God of love, and that's what we should be spreading, the love of God. And he says something so true. Not all gospel music is about God. You'd be surprised.
Oh, come on now.
So, but I love it when he really brought it out there. Thank you, Minister.
And when I was coming up, you know, we used to listen to Hammer. Can't touch this. See, after I listen to Can't Touch This, I ain't feel like going to shoot nobody.
Just want to dance.
I just wanted to put on my I just wanted to put on my big old hammer pants and my shiny shoes and slide across the floor. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
There you go. Then can't touch this.
Well, y'all pray for my deliverance.
We gotta pray for. We already got you in prayer. We got all over the prayer cloth, everything. We just waiting on you.
$17.
There you go. It's out now. But I mean, that is so true. That is so true. You know, people come here and they say, "Well, I'm writing positive stuff. I mean, I write positive stuff." Okay, let me hear what you're talking. What do you call positive? Well, ain't no cussing in it. That's the only thing they call positive. Well, there ain't no cussing in it.
Oh, it's positive.
That ain't
he ain't
positive. I mean, you could just because you ain't cursing don't mean you ain't really cursing somebody out or telling somebody off. Just because you didn't say a curse word, you can bring somebody's whole demeanor down just with a few words.
I can say something negative and not curse.
That's what
I can say something negative and not curse.
That is what we're speaking of. So just because you're not cursing, that don't mean that you're speaking positive things. So everything that people out here hear, you know, they tune into it. And if you're talking negative stuff, it draws negative people and it encourages them to be even more negative. If you're speaking love, if you're talking love, you're going to draw people that's of love. And that's what we need to do because we need to spread this love to the ones that's speaking, that's writing and talking and acting negative. That is our mission out here. We're trying to get to those kind of people. And if you write negative stuff and I can't go and listen to it and get no encouragement, can't hear God in the music, can't hear not even one of God's words in the music, then how am I going to get uplifted and encouraged?
I know some singers, after you listen to their song, you want to just go jump off the building.
Jump off the building. Just go on and say, you know what, this world is going to you nowhere. This world going out. It's just going out. I ain't no good. I ain't going to never be nobody because I can't get nobody. These two kind of people here, they get all the break. You know, you start there feeling sorry. You can go from one point of extreme to the next point of extreme. Then you're feeling sorry for yourself. Then you go into a pity party. You start crying. Then somebody say something to you, cut their head. It just goes on and on and on.
They left me for another woman. I don't know what I'm going to do. My life is over. I can't make it without you. Oh, she want another man.
Oh, help him, Lord. We're going to forgive him. Matter of fact, let's pray. We need to pray for Minister D. Everybody that's tuned in and listening, go in the immediate prayer right now because we're going to forgive him. And while we're forgiving him, I'm going to put on Brother Ridge with a song called Forgiving. Oh, holy Hashata. Help him, Lord.
Oh, Lord, it's over.
My brothers and sisters, in Philippians, the third chapter, the 13th and 14th verse says, brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Collage tell us. No matter what you do,
no matter what you've done,
you can still be forgiven
by His only begotten Son.
Tell Him collage.
By His only begotten Son.
Listen.
You may wake up every day
and may not have ever prayed. Told a
lie.
You felt so wrong that you have never
got right.
So listen, wipe the tears now
from your eyes.
Come out of the darkness.
Come out of darkness
and see the
light.
Don't you know you're never
alone here by your side.
Come on, take God's hand.
Take His hand
and heal.
Come
on, sing, tell them no matter what you do, no matter what you've done, my brothers and sisters,
you can still be forgiven by God, by His only begotten Son.
Tell them again, say,
by His only begotten Son.
Now listen, there are times when things don't go right. And you don't even think about Christ.
Think about Christ.
You do whatever
comes to your mind.
Tell him, collage.
And leave righteousness behind.
Now listen. You may drink, smoke, or fornicate.
with someone. Glory to God. That's not your divine mate. Have a child. Now you're forced to become. But I'm here to tell you today, no matter what you do, glory to God, no matter what you've done, you can still
be forgiven.
I'm a witness by His only, by God's only. I know many of you are saying out there, Brother Reg, I'm and every day crying that you tell my, I gotta do it, brother, I gotta steal, but the result is for in prison and your stomach, you're doing time, but no man. I'm here to tell you, no matter what you've done, today you can steal. If you're driving in your car, if you're sitting at home alone, listen. Think a lot, let me tell them. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Because of Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you, don't let that devil fool you. He's a liar. You can still be forgiven. I don't care if you're in prison. I don't care if you're in a hospital, laying on your bed because you've made a mistake. It's a mistake. God loves you so much that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem you back to Himself. We are of the royal priesthood. You are the head and not the tail. You're more than a conqueror. You can, you will be forgiven. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Somebody needed to hear this today. Somebody needed to be reminded. I was not always saved. I was not always righteous and right standing with God, but He forgave me. If you repent, if you confess your fault before God, He is just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I thank You for Your forgiveness today. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. That is forgiven, my brother Reg. You see what I'm talking about? Did you hear the words in those in that song?
And who
you can
so
be uplifted. He said somebody needs to hear this today. When you got words like that, and you down and you feeling bad about yourself, you can be uplifted, because what he say? He said you're the head, not the tail. Oh, you're above and never again will you be beneath. Oh, those are some good words right there.
Well, you have to understand,
those
Glover, the word of God is designed to lift you up. You know, God's word is life.
There you go.
Somebody going to get
that. If you're using, you can't abuse a soul, because you will uplift them, encourage them, and love on them all at one time, because the word of God is just full of love. That's what you want to hear in a song. I had to play it, y'all. It was woo-hoo.
Oh,
oh no. Oh, we got a sleepyhead on the air. Are you all right, Minister D? You didn't fall asleep, did you?
No, I'm just basking in His goodness.
Oh, that's what you call it. Okay. Minister Vernon, we want to hear a little bit of inspirational corner, because I'm finna go into it. We got them all crossed for Minister D, and we're going to have to go in a long community fast.
I believe so. I believe so.
Well, I fast. I eat fast.
That's what I'm talking about. We'll see. Okay. Go ahead, Minister.
All right, all right. Good evening out in Radio Land. Good evening, Evangelist Globy, Minister Derek. You're on a roll this evening. Sorry to hear about Sister Peppercorn. Hope she'll feel better soon. I want to talk to you today. Oh, I'm happy with Jesus. How many of you out there today can say that you're happy with Jesus and you're on the right team? I'm not talking about the Broncos or the Seahawks, but I'm talking about on the Lord's side. How many can you say you're happy with Jesus? You know, somebody may ask me, what about this Jesus? How come you believe in this Jesus? Why do you serve this Jesus? My response always is I'd rather have Jesus, because he's the captain of my team, and not need him than to need him and not have him. And I can say like David, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. That is why when I need him, I can call on him in the midnight hour when I just don't see no way. Everybody and every door seemed to have been closed in my face. I'm happy because I can call on him. I'm on the right team. Sometimes I want to say to people, when they get in trouble, call on who you serve. But whether they serve God or not, time they get into trouble, they go, help me, Lord. And some of us as Christians are no better. We call on Jesus when we're in trouble. Whether we're sick, we want to be healed. When we're broke, we want money in our pocket. But as soon as God brings us out, we forget all about him. But David said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. And he established my goings. Yeah, he gave me the playbook, his Bible. His Bible is his holy word. And he has put a new song in my mouth. The old song was, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. But now that I serve the one true God, I got a brand new song. God's got it all in control. You see, I turned it over to him. I turned the ball over to Jesus. He is the captain of my team. I turned it all over to him. My troubles, my trials, everything that I go through, I turned it over to the Lord, and he's control. For the battle is not mine. It is the Lord's. And even though the way gets hard, it gets dark sometimes. Seems as though the Lord is testing me to see if I'm studying his word, see if I'm praying, see if I'm giving, see if I'm loving, see if I'm sharing. On every hand he tests me, but I'm going to be like Job. Lord, though you slay me, yet will I trust in you. For I realize today that Satan can't harm me. His team, his angels, his posse, his warriors, his army, his backstabbers, his gossipers, his attackers, oh my God, Satan can't harm me. For my God has assured me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb, walking in the light. He causes me not to stumble. You see, I got a brand new song. God's got it all in control. I'm happy because this is the day that the Lord has made. Brand new mercies I see. He has stored it up, racked it up, built it up, stacked it up, all just for me and you. I am child of the King, and though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for I am a child of the King. I can say to my storms, the sun will surely shine again, for I am a child of the King. I can say to the mountains that seem to cover my life, be thou removed and cast in the sea, for I am a child of the King. I can say to my troubles, God is an ever-present help, for I am a child of the King. I want you to know today that you too are a child of the King, and he is ready to wipe away your tears right now. He is ready to restore your joy right now. He is ready to save and deliver you right now. He is ready to heal and set you free right now. He is ready to set you in a good place right now. A place that flows with milk and honey to give you an expected end. You've been expecting a breakthrough. He is ready. That's why I'm happy with Jesus. He knows what you need. He knows what I need. You don't know how happy I am. On Christ the solid rock I stand. You don't know what he means to me to have his Holy Ghost abiding in me. Happy with Jesus alone Enjoy your Super Bowl weekend. This is Minister Candy with your inspirational corner, staying happy with Jesus alone.
Oh, Lord.
What is God doing?
We come with glory, Pope, child of a king, we children of king, y'all. What y'all talking about? That is Child of the King by Globy Pope, fitting right in with what Sister Evangelist, Minister, Prophetess Lois Candy Vernon said.
All right.
She was on it today, y'all. See, those are the words that we would like to hear, to uplifting words. Something's going to make us get up, give us some strength and some energy to beat the heck out of that devil, because he know he don't have any power. He don't have no power, y'all. I'm telling you, God is the ultimate source of your power. And we need to use it in our songs, writers. We need to use it in our books, authors,
yes,
to uplift and encourage. See, this is why, for those who are Christian songwriters, why you have to meditate in the Word. Keep meditating until you see it. Until the process completes the vision.
Amen.
When you're writing. And if you all remember back, I was thinking about this last week, Genesis 11:1. I'm going to read a little bit of that, because if you look back, when they were trying to build a Tower of Babel back in those days, that was a perfect example of when you can meditate on the Word and make that Word come alive in whatever you do, if you're writing or even if you're physically doing something. So now, let me just read a little bit of that. Now, it says on chapter 11, verse 1, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto the heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down. Now, this is the verse you want to pay attention to. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded.
Amen.
Now, I read that thing and said, okay, they built it. Now, you know, they didn't build it, because if they had built it, it would have reached the heavens. But now, they had built it in the realm of their imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6, what did they begin to do? They began to physically do what they had already builded in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
You all get what I'm trying to say? In order for us to extract what we have created in our minds through the process of imagination, songwriters, authors, we have to study the Word of God, so that the images and the vision that we're trying to, you know, bring to pass. So that's just a little demonstration of how much power we got. We got God in us. We can do all things. through Christ, which strengthens us. All things. You got the Almighty God, your Father, in you.
Tell me what you can do. Everything you need. We all feel sorry for ourselves
sometimes, but I tell you right, I can just hear a song come on that radio, or saw a song. I can go put on some music and get some joy in my spirit. Get some joy. Make yourself prosperous. You can do it. Make yourself prosperous. Go on and bake you a cake. You know, in the work when you're feeling bad, bake yourself a cake and give yourself a party.
Amen.
What you talking about? Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. Oh, God is so good. We are saved by grace, y'all. Grace. Been forgiven. Set free. Oh, my goodness. I got to play this song. Y'all got to hear it. This is Israel Houghton, and y'all know that he's not an independent gospel artist, but he is a major gospel artist. But I got to play this song. Y'all go ahead and get some joy. Get some joy. Get some joy.
Amazing grace. Amazing, amazing.
grace is rehoshed. Baby. I'm
yes,
saved by grace.
Baby.
I don't know about y'all. All right, that gives you some joy right now. We said we had to leave that with y'all because we're getting ready to come off the air. But we love y'all. We're so glad y'all was able to tune in with us. And we hope to see you next Sunday. But we'll be back on right here in a few minutes at 8 o'clock on Gospel is Golden. Check it out, www.gospelisgolden.com. Go ahead, check it out. And we will see you back here next week. Love you, Minister.
Love you. All right.
See you out.
Thank you.